Cafes come and go on the island about as fast as the weather. Open up one day, seems like a month later they put the closed sign in the window, lock the doors, and another business bites the beach sand. When I first got off the banana boat down by the yacht club, a boutique cafe hung a shingle where the first senior center thrift store would eventually take over. Seeing how there wasn't much food service on the island, you'd figure a breakfast and lunch joint would have a pretty easy time making a success of it. But you'd be wrong. The yuppie couple who ran the place offered macadamia nut waffles, strong fresh ground coffee long before Starbucks ruled the world, and a menu of fresh vegetables, sprouts, whole wheat breads, and local eggs and meats. They were maybe half a century ahead of their time. I took a boatload of pals up from the smog-smitten city who were crashing at the shack for a wholesome breakfast and a little relief from the hangovers from the previous night's revelries. We ordered big mugs of coffee, and the owners went around the table studiously writing down our orders. Since they were the chief cook and bottle washers, we waited a long time for our servings, even though we were the only customers. But the coffee was refilled, our lethargy seemed to subside, and life on this side of our foggy island was good once again. At some point, about a gallon into the coffee, one of us inquired where the restroom might be. We were solemnly informed there was none. This was dire news, indeed, for nearly all of us. We shrugged it off and waited patiently for our breakfast, and waited for our breakfast. When they came one at a time, with 5-minute intervals in between. Fine fare, however, and we ate our plates worth individually as the rest watched enviously while our bladders swelled like a Guernsey at a dairy where the farmer overslept. We ate fast. We refused further refill. We crossed our legs and slapped ourselves with knives and forks. We began low moans. I couldn't really tell you if the food was good. Maybe. Probably. All I know is 8 guys stood in the parking lot as soon as we could pay our bill and let loose the floodgates right beside our Volkswagen bus. If we left a tip, that was it. But near as I can tell, they never took it. A month later, the cafe was closed and, well, another dream bit the dust. Hit the mud.